This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, January 17th. God's word for you today is Focus Clarifies. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 62, verse 7. And it says, "Give the Lord no rest until he completes his work, until he makes Jerusalem the pride of the earth." Yesterday, we began to explore the first of four reasons why we should keep praying even when it appears there are no answers in sight. And the first reason is, persistent praying helps us focus on God. We are focusing on God not to blackmail him or wear him down, but rather because we see God as our source. Matthew chapter 6, verse 32 to 33 says, "Your heavenly Father already knows perfectly well that you need them, and he will give them to you if you give him first place in your life and live as he wants you to." If God already knows our needs before we ask, why do we need to pray? We pray because it helps to focus us back on God. The second reason why you and I should keep on praying when the answers are not evident is persistent praying clarifies our request. Not only does persistent praying keep you focused on God, but it also clarifies your request. I can tell you several stories of situations when I asked God for something, and the more I stayed in the place of prayer, the better my understanding and the clearer my direction. For instance, let's say I was asking God for a blue jacket, but the more I prayed, the more I realized that maybe I do not really need a blue jacket after all. Maybe what I really need is a black jacket. So, waiting gives me time to refine my prayers. If you're honest, if you have prayed at all for any length of time, if you check your positioning when you started, your positioning midway and your positioning at the end, or just before the prayer was answered, you will see that your prayers were refined, clarified, and more specific. And the more specific you are in prayer, the quicker heaven responds. When you are able to clarify, refine, tune, and achieve that level of specificity, where things are crystal clear, then, boom, heaven responds. Matthew chapter 7, verse 9 to 11 says, "If a child asks his father for bread, will he be given a stone instead? If he asks for fish, will he be given a poisonous snake? Of course not. If you know how to give good gifts to your children, won't your Father in heaven even more certainly give good gifts to those who ask him for them? Does it even cross your mind to give your child a stone when he asks for bread? Or does it cross your mind to put a serpent on your child's plate instead of fish he or she asked for? It does not cross your mind because you're a parent. The truth is, God is better than you. And God is saying, if you, being human, will not even think like that concerning your children, how much more your heavenly Father?" Let us pray. Father, by your Spirit, help me to pray your mind on every matter. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.